there's saying you'll run away to the circus, and then there's, you know, actually running away to the circus. Our guest is of the latter kind and has not looked back, currently performing as a fire breather and a sword swallower in Circus Cabaret Limbo Unhinged at the Sydney Opera House. Joining you now is Heather Holliday. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Now, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, people always say they're going to run away to the circus. What prompted you to do it?
I mean, honestly, I had no idea it was actually going to happen. I mean, what I was doing in Coney Island at the time was just like a fun summer job.
Yep.
Had no idea it was going to pick up the way it did.
Mm.
But getting cast to do this show in Australia 5 years ago, yeah. I just nonstop.
So nonstop. So it's really interesting though, because you were brought up in a Mormon family.
Yeah.
Which is pretty conservative in things like circus life. How did that kind of transition?
You know, honestly, compared to everybody that I know, especially in the New York City underground scene, I feel like I am pretty conservative.
Okay.
A lot of performers are doing really, really crazy performance art. And so I feel like I'm pretty mild in some senses.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? But Australian circus is quite, like, ridiculous. Like, we don't have any kind of arts funding like this in America. And I just thought, like, this place is the place to be to sort of do this sort of stuff.
That's so interesting, because they're, like, cutting funding left, right and center in Australia for arts. So
it's still amazing. We don't have anything like New York Festival or anything like that, you know?
Yeah. Now, so, you know, you started off at Coney Island, started as an intern, then a magician's assistant, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
How did that evolve into fire breathing and sword swallowing?
Well, I mean, like in any job, I guess you start at the bottom, start at the beginning. And I just kind of had no skills, but I wanted to be in the show and they wanted me to be in the show. Mm. They were like, oh, she's cute and she looks good, like, you know, Vanna Whiting the show. I felt like I was a Vanna White. I was just presenting, you know?
Yeah.
I just kind of learned little things here and there.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I think a couple of years later, I was headlining with swords.
Only 2 years later.
Yeah. It's all about right place at the right time. Like, the sword swallower we had ended up going to do some state fair in Texas. And
how
the
was
position
that?
Opened. And okay. I was like, oh my goodness, I guess I'm here already, you know?
Yeah. So for people who don't know, you're not that tall of a person. So
no.
How long are these swords that you're swallowing?
I think they're about 2 feet.
Crud.
Yeah. I'm about 5 feet.
That's like half your body in a way.
You know, it definitely looks like it. And I think that's one of the great illusions. And that's why people like watching me do it so much.
Mm.
It's because it doesn't really look possible.
No. But here we are.
Yeah.
Now, Limbo Unhinged, it's 3 months residency at Sydney Opera House, but this is a sequel to something that you've done before, Limbo.
Mm.
How has that show evolved into this?
Well, when we made Limbo 5 years ago, exactly 5 years ago, we were cast from all over and we hadn't met each other. None of the cast members knew each other and we created the show in 3 weeks.
What?
Yeah, and we're kind of put in a room and like figuring out what we can do. And we're given this amazing music from Skip Shire, who does all the music for Limbo. And we kind of came up with this crazy show. We didn't know if it was going to work, but then it did. And it just can't stop touring. Mm-hmm. And it's still actually going in between the new Unhinged seasons, actually. But I think that after doing that show for a few years, we realized how much more we could work with each other. And, you know, we've evolved as people and we've evolved our relationships with each other, and I think that we just kind of figured out we have so much more actually than creating a show in 3 weeks. We actually have more to give.
I mean, for a show to be created in 3 weeks and then just continuously
years. I was amazed that people, like, we had good feedback with Limbo. I was like, really?
I mean, like, you've won awards and everything.
Yeah. Our first opening season, we won Best Circus Award, and it was just unbelievable. But I think that it had so much to do with our characters as well as just the things we were doing and our relationships with each other and people being able to see that on stage.
Yeah. And are you kind of, is it the same lot of characters in Limbo Unhinged? Do you see your characters evolving a bit in this?
Oh, I'm much different, I think. In the original Limbo, like, my hair is like down like this and I'm constantly twirling it and snapping bubblegum and like chewing bubblegum the whole show and just being really like sassy and cutesy, like over the top.
Yeah.
And in this show, like, my hair's up and elegant and this giant like beehive, and I feel like more like elegant and dark and moody, and I'm not as bouncy and bubblegum cute, okay. I think. So I feel like it's more like a grown-up version of my first character.
Mm.
Still feeling it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you miss the old character a bit?
I do, but like I said, the original Limbo can't stop touring. We have another season coming up in Wollongong. So.
Oh, so you're just going to flip back to it?
Yeah, we've been doing that. It's bizarre. But it's fun as well. It makes me miss it, and it makes me excited to go back to it as well.
That means you spend a lot of time in Australia then.
Yeah. We actually have been chasing summer. So we do festivals here during your summer. And then we go to Europe and the UK and do festivals there for like around until September or so.
Wow. So you ever get time to go home then too?
Here and there. Yeah. Here and there. But I live in New York City. It's always busy. I don't really feel like it's super the place to be. I mean, things change so much. And the scene's always going to be pumping there, so I'm not really too worried.
There's other places to go, I guess.
Yeah.
With your stage persona versus your, you know, right now how you're talking to me, how much do you change from, because, you know, we see you now, you're pretty tatted up, but, you know, you're very chill. Like, I heard you embroider in your free time as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not as flashy of a human.
Mm.
As I am on stage, I mean, I don't know. It's not, I think when I get off stage and people expect me to be that way,
yeah.
And I'm just like, sorry, I'm boring. No, I mean, but you know, I give so much on stage that when I'm off, I'm a little bit exhausted and I don't feel like, and I also would never walk down the street the way I saunter on stage. My goodness.
More people should, like, you know, spark to everyday
glaring
life.
Glaring at people, like, no, I would never, yeah. Yeah, that's just me being a parody of, like, I don't know, what, like, a woman is, I guess.
What is a woman, though?
No.
Definition changes all the time. Mm. Now, so this is happening all the way through to the 3rd of March. Is this your first? Is this the first time Limbo Unhinged has been played out, or did you tour other places before Sydney?
We started it in Adelaide last year,
yeah.
But we didn't really get to do it that much because, like I said, we kept doing original Limbo. So we've done it a few times. We've done Brisbane Fest in September, and we brought it to Brussels in April, which was cool. But yeah, I'm really excited that it's like taking form. You know, it takes a while. It takes a few seasons to really like get rooted in and get settled in a new show. So
yeah. So you're there, so you're at your peak.
Yeah.
Well, it is all happening, Limbo Unhinged, at the Sydney Opera House all the way to the 3rd of March. But Heather, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.